question. Did United Airlines lose the Twitter war after winning a dress code battle, barring two teens from a flight for wearing leggings as pants? Another traveler, Shannon Watts, witnessed the girls being turned away at the gate in tears. She tweeted, "A United gate agent isn't letting girls in leggings get on flight. What, because spandex is not allowed?" Turns out Shannon Watts has a big Twitter following. Her tweet went viral. United responded with their own tweet. "In our contract of carriage, Rule 21, we do have the right to refuse transport for passengers who are barefoot or not properly clothed." Aye, what they left out from that tweet? That rule only applies to people flying for free, so-called pass travelers like the two teens, employees or their friends and families. They do have a dress code, unlike other passengers. Seth Kaplan is managing partner at Airline Weekly. Seth, this just blew up on social media.
It sure did, Robin. And hey, you know, I'll myself, I mean, when I first heard the news, before I knew the whole story, I said, yeah, that sounds like a little bit much. And I don't know whether United itself knew the whole story when that initial tweet came out, because, look, I mean, reasonable people can disagree about whether the requirements are too strict for pass riders also. But obviously, there's a difference between people who are flying free on somebody's travel benefits, you know, to some degree representing the airline, and the rest of us who are paying. And as long as we're not doing anything terribly offensive, should be able to fly in whatever we're wearing.
Yeah, we may not like what other passengers are wearing, but they have the right to do it unless they're flying for free, which wasn't mentioned till far later on, till after Patricia Arquette, the actress, got in the act. And yeah, people took it as a real criticism of young girls who are, of course, wearing yoga pants and leggings as clothing. Here's one of my favorite tweets. Andrew Millspaugh tweets out, "It's not going to be pretty, but I'm going to wear yoga pants for my next flight." So is this a cautionary tale about public relations and Twitter?
You know, it's just the world in general. I mean, you know, Robin, journalists face this too. The pressure to get something out there before you necessarily have the whole story. And so, I mean, I feel for them. But in this case, it became a much bigger story than it had to become. The fact that they were pass riders is a detail that should have been in the initial communication from the airline.
Right. We have colleagues who have been pass riders in the past because of their family's involvement with the airlines. They say, we had to wear a suit jacket.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I can remember in my post-college years in the late 1990s having friends who worked at airlines, and I would get a buddy pass. And there was one time when I was eligible to be upgraded to first class because there were empty seats, and I didn't have a sport coat, so I couldn't do it. So it's not even just a gender thing. I mean, it's, you know, the whole world has become, of course, less formal since then. And the pass rider requirements have become less formal in tandem, but still more formal than the rest of the traveling public.
Because as United finally said in a tweet, they represent the airline when they fly for free. Seth Kaplan, managing partner at Airline Weekly, on Dust Up in the Skies. Seth, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.